Chapter 20. Mrs. Bennet was furious when she heard from Mr. Collins that Elizabeth had refused his proposal, and went straight to her husband in the library.
"You must come and make Lizzie marry Mr. Collins, for she vows she will not have him," she cried.
"What am I to do?"
asked Mr. Bennet.
"Speak to her yourself. Tell her you insist that she marries him."
Elizabeth was summoned to the library.
"Is it true," began Mr. Bennet, "that you have refused a proposal of marriage from Mr. Collins?"
"I have, sir," she replied.
"Your mother insists that you accept?"
"Yes, or I will never see her again,"
interrupted Mrs. Bennet.
"An unhappy alternative is before you, Elizabeth," continued her father. "From this day, you must be a stranger to one of your parents. Your mother will never see you again if you do not marry Mr. Collins, and I will never see you again if you do."
Elizabeth smiled, whilst Mrs. Bennet was horrified. She tried threatening her daughter, but it was no use. Apart from a few awkward feelings, the matter was resolved. Chapter 21. Soon afterwards, a letter was delivered to Jane from Netherfield. Elizabeth watched her sister's expression change as she read it, and wondered what was wrong. "It's from Caroline Bingley, and what it contains has surprised me a good deal. The whole party have left Netherfield, and do not intend to return." Jane quoted from the letter. "I shall not miss Hertfordshire, except for your company, my dearest friend. I hope we will meet again at some future period." Elizabeth, however, did not like Caroline Bingley, and did not trust this news. "Their absence does not mean that Mr. Bingley cannot be at Netherfield," said Elizabeth.
"Wait, you do not know all yet," said Jane. "This is what really hurts me.
Mr. Darcy is impatient to see his sister, and to tell the truth, we are scarcely less eager to meet her again. She is a truly beautiful and accomplished young woman. My brother admires her greatly, and will now have frequent opportunity to see her on intimate terms. I hope and believe that they shall soon be married."
"Well, what do you think of that?" asked Jane. "It is clear that Caroline neither expects nor wishes me to be her sister."
"I have a very different opinion," replied Elizabeth. "Miss Bingley is not so simple that she cannot see her brother's affection for you. But we are not rich enough for her, and she wishes him to marry Miss Darcy instead." Jane could not believe that Miss Bingley would deceive her. "And even if Mr. Bingley wished to marry me, how can I be happy if his sisters wish him to marry elsewhere?" she asked. "If their opinion is more important to you than the happiness of being his wife, then you must refuse him," said Elizabeth. Jane smiled. "You know that despite their disappointment, I could not hesitate to marry him." Chapter 22. Mr. Collins, after being rejected by Elizabeth, spent some time with Charlotte Lucas before leaving Hertfordshire. Elizabeth was relieved and thankful to her friend, but had no idea that Charlotte had plans of her own. Mrs. Bennet still hoped that in the future Mr. Collins might marry one of her younger daughters, perhaps Mary. But the following morning
every hope of this kind was destroyed. Caroline Lucas called after breakfast and told Elizabeth in private that she and Mr. Collins were engaged.
Engaged to Mr. Collins? My dear Charlotte, impossible!
Why should you be so surprised, my dear Eliza? Asked Charlotte. I am not romantic. I ask only for a comfortable home, and he can provide me with that. I believe I have a fair chance of happiness with him.
Elizabeth quietly answered, undoubtedly. And after an awkward pause, returned to the rest of the family.
Charlotte was aware that Mr. Collins was a foolish and irritating man, but also knew that she was 27, of small fortune, and not handsome. She felt that, in such circumstances, Mr. Collins would be a reasonable match for her, though Elizabeth privately disagreed and felt sorry for her friend.
Chapter 23. Later on, Sir William arrived at Longbourn to tell them the happy news. Mrs. Bennet was shocked and protested that he must be mistaken. Sir William was a gentleman, however, and kept his temper. Meanwhile, both Elizabeth and Jane congratulated him. When he had left, Mrs. Bennet gave vent to her feelings. She would not believe the news. She insisted that they would never be happy together, and she blamed Elizabeth for the whole business. A week passed before she could speak to Elizabeth without scolding her, and a whole month before she could speak to Sir William and Lady Lucas without being rude.